The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Kid of the Week is sponsored by Red Raymond Chevrolet. Tell them about Kid of the Year, will you?
Kid of the Year. Oh, I am so happy you and I don't have to pick Kid of the Year. Dave and Mary pick Kid of the Year. Kid of the Week, though, do you know a child that goes above and beyond for his family or her family or community? Nominate that kid for Kid of the Week. All you have to do is go to WGNradio.com/contest to submit an entry for a child between 5 and 18 years old that you think should be Kid of the Week. The winner will be announced right here on the Steve Cochran Show on WGN. But that's not all, Steve. In December, we will be choosing, when I say we, I mean Dave and Mary, will be choosing a Kid of the Year from all of the 2016 Kid of the Week winners. It's a heavy burden to bear, but you did a very nice
Gladly
job.
Gladly, we'll do it.
We'll take it on.
Very nice job. The 2016 Kid of the Year will be awarded a $5,000 prize, courtesy of Ray Chevy in Fox Lake and Raymond Chevy in Antioch. See all the inventory at rayandraymonddeals.com. Again, go online to WGNradio.com/contest to submit your entry.
Going to meet the Kid of the Week in a second and also Grandma who nominated her. But before we do that, let me just tell you a little bit about this youngster. She's 10 years old, and she wanted an iPod, you know, play music and stuff, right?
Sure.
Her great uncle said, I've got a phone you could have. It does pretty much the same stuff. And at that point, she had saved, at 10 years old, she had saved $70.
That's a lot.
$70 at 10 years old, that's all the money in the world.
That's a lot to me.
That's a ton of money.
That's a lot to most of us.
That's big dough.
Mm-hmm.
And she took the $70 instead because she had the old phone now that could do the iPod stuff. And she instead bought school supplies for kids in need.
How about that?
Isn't that nice? And then her 10th birthday, she asked her family to give her money. There's more to the story.
Yeah, not for her.
No, instead because she wanted to do something special for a charitable cause, and she did it for an organization called Almost Home Kids. Now, this is a group I know a lot about. I used to do a lot of appearances for them. And Debbie Grisco and her family, you know, a big, 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 big function behind it. Look, I've told you this a million times. Deb Grisco is an RN. She's been on the show a million times. She's run Almost Home Kids for years. She's just one of those people you don't say no to. And Almost Home Kids is this transitional home for kids with severe medical needs. So a kid gets out of Children's or any hospital and needs to go home with special medical equipment and different things. They go to Almost Home Kids first, and the parents have an opportunity to transition into what their new life will look like with this special medical equipment and various things. It's a very important deal, and it's an area of medicine that most people don't think about.
Right, especially for kids.
Yeah, so this little squirt, our Kid of the Week this week, also helped support Almost Home Kids. So let's pick it up with Grandma here first, and she can tell us more. Good morning, Grandma.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Nice to talk to you. Your Grandma Nancy?
Correct.
Sounds like Grace is a pretty cool kid.
We think she's very special.
Yeah, and I just covered the beginnings of it there, but it sounds like she's busy all the time doing nice things for other people.
Yes, she is. She's very helpful, and she earned some of that $70 by doing some household chores for us. That's how she kind of got some of it that initially, and then her birthday is in February. So I think she's very special because of these two things that she's done since the first of the year, and special because she's what she does in our family, and her loving and generous and very kind to all of us.
I understand she's pretty helpful with Grandpa as well.
Yes, she is. That's my husband.
Yeah.
And she will help him walk out from her basketball games when he has trouble walking, and she'll stay right by his side. So she's a lovely little girl.
Sounds like it. How are you doing?
It's very good, thank you.
Yeah, well, it's a lot to take care of somebody dealing with Alzheimer's. How are you doing?
Fine. It's challenging at times, but our whole family is very helpful too. Her dad, my daughter, they're all right there. So.
All right. Well, I know. Listen, this isn't about you. It's about her. But I'm gonna make it about you for a second. There's a lot of people in your life. I'm sure your kids and everybody else who are saying the same thing I'm saying to you. But I don't have to, you know, have you be mad at me. I can just say it to you right now. You got to take care of you too. So, Grandma Nancy, I want you to take care of you. Little Grace wants you to take care of you and take all the help you can get because you're going through a tough stretch here.
You sound like everybody.
I knew I did.
From everyone, and I try to remember that. But
all right.
But I appreciate that.
But you're already a rock star, Grandma, so give yourself a break and do something for you.
This is Grace's story, so let's get on with her.
How great is that? She's producing the show. All right, hold on, Grandma. I'm done with you. Let's get over here to Grace. Grace, I tried to work with Grandma. I tried to. I did the best I could. I hope you heard that.
Yeah.
How are you, Grace?
Good.
You sound like a great kid. Are you really a great kid?
Yeah.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have two younger sisters, Abby and Hannah.
How old are Abby and Hannah?
Abby is 6 and Hannah's 2.
And which one's your favorite?
I like Hannah because she's really cute.
Okay, but Abby's good to have around too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you teach them? What can they learn from you at the ripe old age of 10?
I teach them that gifts are not for you. Gifts are for giving. They're not for receiving.
This is why we do Kid of the Week every week, just to point out how disappointing our own children are. What's your favorite thing about school, Grace?
I really like just getting to be there and seeing everyone with a smile on their face.
Okay.
All right. So far, she's perfect on every level. Right. Grace, we got to find a chink in your armor. What's one thing about you that would make me go, Grace? Can't think of anything, can you?
Not at the moment.
You are the Kid of the Week, and give your grandma a big hug and take care of everybody in the family like you know I know you do. You know what your job is, Grace? I told my kids this all the time when they were growing up, and I'll tell Abigail this as well. You know what your job is, Grace? Your job is this. Your job is to work hard in school and have fun. Can you commit to that, Grace?
Yeah.
Work hard in school and have fun, Grace. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Have a great day at school. Hold on, kid. How about that?
How about, okay, Grace, did you read everything that she's also involved in, too?
Well, I was a little busy, cheerleading Grandma and then having Grace disappoint me in my own children.
Here's just some of what she does in her spare time. Soccer, basketball, softball, swim team, gymnastics, plays the bass, participates in Girl Scouts, Indian princesses, and Spanish lessons.
Yeah. Well, come on, Grace, get off your butt. Do a little more. How about
she's
that?
Awesome, Dave.
And by the way, we're just kidding about being disappointed in our own kids. I'm only disappointed in Ross.
And Dave, you're only disappointed in...
I'm not disappointed in my kids, although that's a pretty tough act to follow.
Isn't
right
it?
There.
Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
Crazy. Let's see. Let's take care of our new friend Grace here. How about tickets to see the King and I? That'd be cool,
yeah.
Right? King and I at the Lyric? Maybe take Grandma.
Maybe take one of us.
Grace, let Grandma drive this time. We have an app gift card as well, so you can go get yourself a new pair of headphones or whatever. A MyPillow, because when you're as busy as Grace at 10, you got to get a good night's sleep.
Got to sleep.
You got a lot going on.
She doesn't sleep. Are you kidding?
Not with that schedule. And a Lou Malnati's gift card, a 1-800-LUDIGO or LUDIGO.com. Mary, do you have a favorite child today? I know it changes day to day.
Not yet. Haven't heard from any yet.
Are they all equally disappointing compared to Grace?
On any given day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, good. Just wanted to double check.